Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're going to do another exercise here. It is Sunday morning, and I'm going to work on page 122. And the exercise is 10.3. And we are doing the supertonic seventh chord. Okay, got my juice, got my coffee, and we will just start playing it. Here we go. Okay, so here's the first chord. And then it goes to, and then it goes, it ends there, but I'm gonna add one more chord at the end. You know where this is going? So what are those chords? We've got, so that's in the left hand D, then right hand it's F, A, and C. So that's a D minor 7. And then it goes to, goes nicely to the nice voicing for the 5 chord. In the left hand it's G, then it's, in the right hand it's D, G, and B. And then it goes back to the D minor 7 chord, which is the same voicing as before. And then after the D minor 7 chord, or the 2-7 chord as it's written here, it goes to the V6-4. So it's got a 6th and a 4th in it. So in the left hand, it's a G. In the right hand, it's E, G, and C. And it resolves nicely down to the G chord. In the left hand, it's G. Left hand it's G, then the right hand it's D, G, and B. It's not here, but I'm going to resolve it to the tonic, which is C major. Okay, that is that exercise 10.3. I'll play it one more time. Up at the end, sorry. Play one more time. Here we go. Because I messed up at the end. Here we go one more time. Okay, we got it. Okay, I'll be back with another exercise soon. Okay, here is exercise 10.4. It's a really simple exercise. I just played it. I read what it says here. It says, the seventh is frequently added ornamentally, like a passing tone. This adds rhythmic interest while increasing the pull to the dominant harmony. Okay, so I'll play the example and then you can, then I'll explain what's going on here. Here we go. Really simple. So it's a 2-8-7, then it's a five chord. It says 5-7 going to 1. So I'll explain what's going on with each hand. So in the right hand we have D, in the left hand we have F, A, and D, and then that D goes down to a C, so it goes right, and then the next one is, let's see here, just a straight 5 chord, the G chord. So in the left hand it's G, in the right hand it's D. Sorry, in the left hand it's D, then the right hand it's, sorry, I'm losing it. In the right hand it's G, then the left hand it's D, G, and B, B natural. And then that D, you're holding down with your thumb, you're going to move up to the F, which is the seventh. of the G chord, and then it resolves nicely to the C chord. In the left hand it's C, in the right hand it's E, G, and C. Okay, I'll play it one more time, and here we go. That's it for that exercise. Thanks for listening. Okay, I'm moving on to page 123. It is exercise. Oh, we're doing the minor chords now. So we're in C minor, and we're doing exercise. It's the one below 10.6. Anyway, I will play the example, and then I'll explain what's going on. It's a fairly easy one. It looked complicated, but it isn't that complicated. Okay, here we go. I'll just play it as it is. So, in the right hand, we have F, then we have A flat, C and D, and then we have the next chord is G, another G, B natural, and D. And then we're moving that G to an F to make it the seventh, the 5-7. And then it goes... Wow, that was wrong. Sorry. Okay, so I will play what's going on here. I'll just embellish it a bit. So the first chord is a 2 diminished chord in first inversion with a 7th. So it's 2 half diminished 6-5 going to a 5-8-7. And then it goes to a 1 chord, which is C minor. Yep, so that's a fairly simple one. Okay, thanks. I'll be back soon with another one. Okay, here's another one right beside it. It's almost exactly like the other example. But it just... I'll just play it for you, then I'll explain what's going on, okay? One second here. Two diminished 6-5 going to a 7th, so it's the root position diminished chord, and then it goes to the 5-7, then it goes to the 1, which is C minor. So I'll just spell out each chord, okay? Each note. So it's F in the left hand, then it's A flat, then it's it's F, then it's A flat, then it's C and D in the right hand, and then you do D, F, so then it goes down to D in the right hand, then F in the left hand, and then you remain sustaining the C and the D. And then it goes to the 5-7. So you have G in the left hand, F in the right hand, a B natural, and then a D. And then it resolves to the C minor, which is... So left hand is C, then it's E flat, then it's G, then it's C. So I'll play it one more time here. Bear with me. Okay, that's that example. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back. Okay, here's one more. The last one on page, exercise B at the top of the page. I'll just play it for you and then you can, I'll explain what's going on. Sorry for all the potential background noise that might be coming soon. Okay, here we go. Some embellishments, but it's a 2 half-diminished 6-5 chord going to a 5-8-6-4 resolving to a 7-5-3 and then to the one chord, which is C minor. So I'll spell out the chord in each hand. It's F in the right hand, A flat in the left hand, then it's C. Then it's D. Next chord, left hand is G. Left hand is G. Bass is G, or whatever I want to say. And then the top hand is right, G, C, and E. Oh, sorry, my mistake. G, another G, a C, and an E flat. So that is actually a C minor chord with G in the bass. And then it goes to the bass, the left hand is G. Then the right hand is G, B natural, and D. So that's just a standard 5 chord. And then you move that thumb at the bottom of the right hand to F. And that's the 7th of the chord. And then you resolve nicely to C minor. And that is, I'll spell it out, C in the left hand, then E flat, G, and C in the right hand. Okay, I'll play it one more time together just to get a better feel for it. That's it for that one. Okay, bye for now. Okay, this next one's really, really short. It's exercise C. It's in the middle of the page. It's a 2 half-diminished 4-3 chord moving to a 5 chord. So I'm assuming, I'll just voice it out for you. Here it is. So here we go. It's like this. I'll spell each one out for you. In the left hand, you start with an A flat. Then the right hand, it is C, D, and F. That's a half-diminished 4-3 chord, 2 half-diminished 4-3. And then that resolves to, so left hand is G, right hand is B natural, D, and G. So I'll play it one more time. It goes like. Cool. And that's just that little exercise. A 2 half-diminished 4-3 moving to a 5 chord. Okay, thanks. I'll be back soon. Okay, here's another one. It's exercise D. I'll just play it for you here and then I will discuss it. Here we go. So it is a 2 half-diminished 4-2 moving to a 5-6 chord, moving to a 2 half diminished 4-2 chord, then moving to a 5-6-5 chord, and then resolving to a 1 chord. I'll spell it each note. In the left hand, it's C, F, A flat, D, then it moves to B natural, G, D, and by the way, that G is doubled, so they're only using 3 fingers. Then it goes to the C in the left hand, then F, A flat, D. And that's again the 2 half diminished 4-2. Then it goes to a 5-6-5. So it's going to be B natural, F, G, and D. Of course, F adds the 7th. And then it resolves nicely to a C minor, which is C, E flat, G, and C. I'll play it one more time. Here we go. And also, I played it correctly, the octave, it goes up the octave in the bass there. But I will play it again without making any mistakes, I promise. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oops, I made mistakes already. Okay, thanks for watching. I'll be back soon. Okay, bye. Okay, this next exercise on page 124 is titled Voice Leading, and we are in the key of G major, and basically it's SATB, four voice. It sounds really nice. I'll play for you. It's just a very simple one chord, being the G chord, going to the 2-7, which is A minor 7, and going to the 5 chord, which is D, wait a second, yeah, D major. Okay, I'll play it for you right now. It ends here, but obviously it wants to resolve to, yeah, that's a really nice little voice leading exercise. Okay, I'll say the notes starting from, I'm going to stop saying left hand, right hand, because I think it's pretty obvious. So I'm just going to name out the notes. G, B natural, or just say B, D, G, and then it moves to A, A, C, G. That's the A minor 7. And then finally goes to D, A, D, F sharp. Of course, that's the D chord or the 5 chord. And it resolves nicely to you. It's not written, but G major. Okay, I'll move on to the next exercise. Thanks for listening. Okay, here's another really nice exercise. It's just, first I'll just play it for you, then I'll describe what's going on here. So here we go. doesn't go there, but I'm resolving to the G chord. Okay, so here's what is written. It's one chord going to a 2-7 chord, going to a 5-6-4, resolving to a 5-5-3, which is a root position, G, D chord. So those chords would be G, going to A minor 7, going to G with the D in the bass, and then going to the straight 5 chord, which is D major. Okay, I'll play it for you now. I mean, I'll spell out the notes for you now. So it's D, then it's B, then it's, sorry, did I say it right? G, B, D, G, then it moves to A, C, G, that's A minor 7, of course, then it goes to D, B, D, G, which is of course a G major chord with the D in the bass, and then it resolves down to D, A, D, F sharp, and then it's not written, but we can resolve to a G. That was a really nice exercise. I'll be back with another one soon. Okay, bye. Okay, here's another great exercise. I will play it for you. It is page 124, exercise C, and here we go. But you know where I'm going. Okay, so these are the notes. It is G, D, G, B, and that's just a G chord. Then it goes C, sorry, my mistake. It goes A, C, G and C, that is A minor 7 chord, and then it goes D, D, G, B, that is a G major chord with the D in the bass, or the 5th in the bass, so that is a V6-4, resolving to A. And of course, that is a D, D, F sharp, A. That's the 5 chord. And it's not written here, but we're resolving to the G major chord. Okay, that's it for that one. Thanks. Daddy, you. Okay, here's another good exercise. It is, I'll play it for you first. Going. The G. Okay, so it is a 1 chord going to a 2 chord, and then a 2-7 chord, then a 5 chord, and that is the exercise. I will spell out each note. It's G, D, G, B, and that's a G chord, then it's A, C, E, A, and then you move that top note down to G, which is the 7th, and then it resolves nicely to the which is the five chord, and that of course is just D, A, D, F sharp. And it's not written here, but you know where it's going. It's going to the... Okay, that is exercise D. One more today, and I think I'll call it a day for this exercise. Okay, I'll be back soon. Bye. Okay, here's the very last one I'm doing today. I'll play it for you, and then I will explain what the chords are. Okay, here we go. Mistake, sorry. Play it again. Okay, here we go. Okay, it is the four chord, which is C major, going to the 2-7 chord, which is A minor 7. Then it goes to the 5-8-6-4, resolving to a 7-5-3, and then to the 1 chord. So I'll spell out each chord for you. It's C, E, G, C. That's the 4 chord. And then you keep the right hand the same. And the next chord is spelled, the A minor is spelled A, E, G, C. And that is A minor 7. Then it moves to D, D, G, B. Of course, that is a G chord with the D in the bass or the fifth in the bass. And then it resolves to D again, D, F sharp, A. And that's just a straight five chord. And then that second D goes to a C, which is the seventh of that D chord, or makes it a 5-7. And you know where it resolves? It resolves to a G, which is spelled G, B, D, and G. Play it for you one more time. Okay, here we go. That is going to be it for today. I'll upload this and I'll do some more tomorrow. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.